You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. And now, back to Jim and Randall for more Lawyers Who Needs Them.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And we appreciate you joining our show. If you have a question for us, kindly send it to info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. That's info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com, and we'll answer that a little bit later in the program or on our very next program. Well, folks, it's time for Arrogance of the Rich and Famous. Oh, we got some exciting stuff here, Jim. We've got some really exciting information to share with our listeners. Of course, Rod Blagojevich, he's a little surprised what's come out on those tapes. And to be honest with you, so's everybody else.
Well,
and our roving reporter, actually we sent our sports reporter in because they didn't recognize him, Crash Dugenhausen. And here's what he picked up from a conversation with Mr. Blagojevich.
I told my nephew Alex, he just turned 26 today. I said, Alex, you know, I called him for his birthday, and I said, it's just too bad you're not 4 years older, because I could have given you a U.S. Senate seat for your birthday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I've got this thing, and it's f***ing golden. And I'm just not giving it up for f***ing nothing. I'm not going to do it. And I can always parachute, use it, and f***ing parachute me there.
Well, this is, you know, this is amazing, because let me say this. If the FCC gets all these tapes,
oh, yeah, they'll be bleeping
he's also
him.
They'll be bleeping him, and not only bleeping him, they'll be, you know, this guy, his expletives are not fleeting. They're every 2 seconds.
They're effervescing.
They're flying over the place.
Okay.
So, anyway,
he's going down the tank fast.
My understanding is when he hurt himself on these, when he heard himself on these tapes, because he obviously hurt himself on these tapes,
right?
He was very, very much reduced down to a quiet person. His arrogance disappeared. He realized, I think he realizes, that he's in serious trouble with this.
What amazes me is the level of arrogance. And he's not the only one. This is how powerful people operate. Not all, but some.
But let me say this. Not all, but too many.
All right.
A lot of them operate this way. We see it in the Congress. We see this bribery. We see this corruption. We see all of this kind of thing. Now, this guy, Blagojevich, he's a worm. He refers to people he has nothing to talk about except in a manner of slang or filth.
Right.
Refers to Jesse Jackson's son, who's a congressman or something like that. And he was thinking part of their negotiations, I think, involved getting him the Senate seat.
Right.
And he calls him an uber African-American, uber being the German word for excessive or over, you know.
Right.
Deutschland, uber alles.
Oh, yeah. It's a good thing you speak 15 languages fluently.
I speak a lot of languages.
Yes.
Everything is broken. Broken English, broken Italian, broken German. Everything is broken.
Well,
my whole life is broken.
That's it. But, you're a broken man, glued back together.
He calls him an inarticulate incompetent. So, at any rate, this is Mr. Blagojevich, who's the governor of the state of Illinois, trying to sell the Senate seat available, which apparently he has jurisdiction over in Illinois.
And it turns into a golden parachute.
Right.
I wish we had a golden parachute like that.
Right.
In fact, we can't even parachute. We're already on
That's
the basement
right. yeah.
level. Anyhow, all right. Well, listen, our friend Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson, update.
Right.
He comes out with another rant.
That lurked from under a garbage can.
He's taking up baseball, I understand.
Yeah, because he wants a bat. His girlfriend in the head with a bat. He wants to hit her in the head with a bat. Her name, as I told you, is Oksana Grigorieva. She's a Russian lady.
Yes.
I don't know where she's Russian, but she better rush out of that house and stay with him. You're crazy. And they fathered a child together. And he also has, of course, his wife, who's somewhat different, has filed for divorce.
Divorce, right.
And they have 7 children.
Right.
The one with Oksana is number 8.
8.
And he keeps, he tells her, you need an effing bat on the side of the head. How about that, he yells, panting with rage. You need an effing doctor. You need an effing brain transplant. You need an effing soul. And every other word is the F word. with this crazy man. Now, he's the guy, as I said before, and he just keeps saying, you know, he's crazy. I mean, it's just a man. Mel Gibson ought to be put in a loony bin. He ought to go to a funny farm because he is as nutty as a dozen fruitcakes, and he ought to be put away. He's this, you know, sort of a never
well,
stop telling you what.
Just go back to Australia.
Well, yeah, and he's an Australian, so why don't they send him back there? But he keeps talking about, you know, how, what a devout Catholic he is and what a wonderful Catholic he is and this and that, that he made the Passion of the Christ and everything. And as I said last week or last couple of weeks ago, he's not only not a very good Catholic, he's not a very good Christian, not a very good human being. He's a bum.
Period.
Right.
All right. Well, here's another guy who's in a lot of trouble.
Slovenly bum.
Yes, he's a tough character. Lawrence Taylor, who used to love.
With the New York Giants.
He's pleading not guilty. I actually have a football signed by Lawrence Taylor, and I hope I can sell it on eBay now.
Well, this, you probably can now more than any. You remember, he was a linebacker, a real star linebacker for the New York Giants.
Yep, very good player.
And he went to bed with a girl 15 or 16 years old. However, he paid her. She was apparently a prostitute, and he's been indicted charged with rape, what we call statutory rape or third degree rape, which means that it was no violence, there was nothing to force her. As a matter of fact, she was provided by a pimp,
right?
Which
on top
is a,
of
which
it.
Is a nickname for a guy by the name of Pimple, but because if you squeeze him, it'll burst. So anyway.
I hope no one's having lunch during this program.
Well, this is, I feel a little bit sorry for Lawrence Taylor. How do you tell, you know, these kids look like they're 19, and
right,
provided.
Right.
On the other hand, stay away from bums. You could get a bad disease.
He's a famous guy. You could go out and find a decent girl.
Yeah, that's right. You could get a socially transmitted disease from this thing.
Well, I think we're going to take a short intermission before anybody else gets any socially transmitted anything.
Right.
And stay back. Do not touch your dial because you could get transmitted into lawyers who need them.
That's
right. What you're listening to. We'll be right back.